When I mean radical, I mean determined. We have a voice. We have a strong voice, and we must be heard.
SUNY trustee Eunice Lewin reacting to what is called We Wanted a Revolution, Black Radical Women from 1965 to 1985, a special exhibit celebrated at the Albright Knox. An event was held earlier this month, and a second will take place on the evening of April 19th.
And I really want to give a big shout out to the leadership at Albright Knox to having the vision and to bring this exhibition forward. And the exhibition has prime space, is beautifully curated. It's really extraordinary.
Working on the committee alongside Lewin is Mayor Byron Brown's wife, Michelle Brown.
As far as this artwork goes, all these women, they use different mediums, whether it be dialogue, whether it be different kind of materials, and how they pull all that together to represent women is amazing. And the featured speakers at night are Jessica Lynn and Jay Jarrell, and she is one of the original founders for this exhibit. She has some artwork in the exhibit.
Valerie Cray is a sculptor in Buffalo and works on public art. She's also serving on the committee.
Buffalo is opening up, I feel, a little bit more, and accepting things a little bit more. Before, it was a hard door to open, but now I see the doors cracking open a little bit more for a woman to step out more with their ideas and stand for who they are.
I'm going to ask all of the members of the Radical Women's Committee who are here to please stand.
The mayor honored the program as part of Women's History Month at City Hall Monday. The Radical Women's Night Out event is free, but you must register online at the Albright Knox Art Gallery website. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.